From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The top commander of U.S. and NATO troops in Afghanistan, General Stanley McChrystal, is being summoned back to Washington after critical comments about the president and other administration officials that are in an interview with Rolling Stone magazine. McChrystal has already apologized, but he's being asked to attend a regular meeting on Afghanistan at the White House tomorrow. Officials tell news agencies he'll be discussing the comments in person. NPR's Paul Brown joins us now. Paul, exactly what are the comments that have gotten McChrystal into hot water?
In the Rolling Stone article, McChrystal reportedly expresses disappointment in U.S. Ambassador to Afghanistan Carl Eikenberry. It's said that he suggests Eikenberry used a leaked internal memo questioning McChrystal's push for more troops to protect himself in case McChrystal's strategy failed. In the article, McChrystal reportedly says he found himself selling an unsellable position to the White House as he asked for more troops, and a McChrystal aide says the general's first in-person meeting with President Obama was a disappointment. The aide is quoted as saying the president seemed detached and unprepared. Also, McChrystal appears to make a joke in reference to Vice President Biden, who has opposed his strategy, and in the Rolling Stone article, an aide reportedly makes a slashing comment about Biden.
So, does McChrystal have any allies in the administration?
Well, yes. Defense Secretary Robert Gates, for one, and we should note that when McChrystal was named the NATO and U.S. commander in Afghanistan, he emphasized his belief that military action alone could never create a secure Afghanistan. He sees security as dependent on strong and safe infrastructure, availability of jobs, lack of corruption, and improvements in educational opportunities.
Thanks, Paul. NPR's Paul Brown in Washington. The man who has pleaded guilty in the failed bomb attack in New York's Times Square is unapologetic. Faisal Shahzad is warning more attempted attacks may be coming if the U.S. does not leave Muslim countries. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports Shahzad pleaded guilty to all 10 criminal counts against him.
The charges were linked to an SUV packed with a homemade explosive that Shahzad parked and tried to detonate in Times Square on May 1st. Shahzad said the car actually contained 3 bombs, but none of them went off. He told the judge he wanted to plead guilty and 100 times more to let the U.S. know that if it continued to occupy Iraq and Afghanistan and continued its drone attacks, others would follow in his footsteps. Shahzad faces life in prison. His sentencing is scheduled for October 5th. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News, New York.
A federal judge is considering a challenge to the 6-month moratorium on offshore oil drilling. Catherine Wanamaker, an attorney with the Southern Environmental Law Center, supports the moratorium.
The government has recognized there are new risks in deepwater drilling. Many of those things are things that we didn't know about before.
Among those opposing the moratorium is Transocean. The company owns the oil rig that triggered the spill in the Gulf. This is NPR News. Some incumbent congressmen are facing runoff primary elections today. In Utah, Republicans choose a U.S. Senate candidate to replace 3-term incumbent Bob Bennett, who lost his seat at a state party convention last month. NPR's Howard Berkus reports some Utah Republicans may cross party lines, though, and vote in the state's Democratic congressional primary.
2 ultra-conservatives are vying to replace veteran Senator Bob Bennett. The winner today is expected to win in November. It's been 40 years since Utah sent a Democrat to the U.S. Senate. Incumbent Congressman Jim Matheson has his first Democratic challenger ever in his party's open primary. Former teacher Claudia Wright says Matheson is too conservative. Some Republicans consider Wright too liberal and unelectable, so they're urging Republicans to vote for Wright in the Democratic primary in hopes of ousting the incumbent now and making a GOP win easier in November. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Salt Lake City.
The sound of bulldozers carving out fire breaks in Arizona is part of an effort to slow the spread of a wildfire near Flagstaff. The blaze is only about 10% contained right now. Kim Ott, a spokeswoman for the city of Flagstaff, says the flames have moved right up to the edge of some yards in the area.
It's amazing, and what's fueling the advance in up over 10,000 acres is really the forest fuels, and we're looking at very dry ponderosa pine, but the most significant factor is the high winds that we've been experiencing here in Flagstaff in northern Arizona.
Ott says the wildfire has charred about 10,000 acres so far. Hundreds of people have been evacuated as a precaution. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.